Hello and welcome to Loud Mouse. It's the podcast where three loud boys talk loudly and talk about things. I'm your host, FPS Diesel, along with Brandon.
Hi, I like how you made that like kind of like a rhythm.
And the other one, his name is Quite.
The other one.
I mean, technically, you are the other one.
We're all somebody's other one.
Yeah.
To some people, that's all we'll ever be.
Like when they rate us, they're like, "Oh, I love Loudmouse, but I love you less, and I like Quite." Or it's like, someone tweeted that at me, and I was like, "I'm glad I'm in the top three."
They added you in a tweet, and they're just like, "This is the order of I like Loudmouse."
They added all of us. They're like, "You're all funny, but I think Quite is the funniest, and then like these was the least funniest."
That's an L. At least
you have like a funniness to you.
They could have just been "Yeah, Brandon and Quite are hilarious. This Diesel guy, he's real annoying."
At least
he called you just the least funniest, so you're still a funniest, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm just, you know, last place. That's great.
Funniest.
You're
is
last
still
place,
the
but
title,
you're still
Diesel.
A funniest. You're still a funniest, Diesel.
You're still a funniest.
People laugh at Jake Paul, but that doesn't make him funny.
No, he's just not funny.
Yeah, he is. What are you talking about? I love
Jake. He's not a funniest. He's just not funny.
Jake Paul's hilarious. What are you talking about? I love Jake
Quite,
Paul.
I love talking about him for 10 minutes at a time.
Okay, I do. We're talking about Jake Paul for ten minutes on our podcast?
No more Jake Paul conversations.
I mean, can we talk about his hairline at least?
Okay.
It's really bad.
It's receding is what it is.
Bro, he looks like fucking Brendan Fraser.
Oof. I actually do see that. People compare me to Jake Paul based off of my hairline, but little do people know, I'm just like, I just have a big forehead.
Nah, Diesel's forehead's just big. His hairline's fine.
I beg to differ.
What? Okay, you think it's... So you're gonna say right here on the podcast that Diesel's hairline's bad.
No, I'm just saying it because it's funny.
He's just trying to be contrarian, that's it.
That's my job.
I'm contrarian for the sake of entertainment, Diesel.
So am I, but that's
at least
my
in
job.
This specific instance, I am.
My hairline is perfectly fine. I'm like Jimmy Neutron.
Okay, listen, that's a bad example, Diesel. You are not helping your case.
Puerto Rican Jimmy Neutron!
That is a horrible example.
Puerto Rican. Imagine Diesel playing the role of fucking Jimmy Neutron.
Do I have to?
Got a blast. Yes.
So much work.
Oh my god. Well, that'd be great. That's enough of beating down my ego for today. Let's talk about the first
thing. Oh, no. You're not getting away that easy.
What do you mean I'm not getting away that easy? I'm hosting this. I can just, like, do whatever I want, you know?
I'm hosting, too, and I can drag it right back, but go ahead.
God, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. Anyway, let's drag it right back. We're going to talk about... What do I want to talk about? I'll talk about... Let's talk about the Radical Heights studio closing.
Basically, you ordered your list, and you picked the last thing on your list.
Yeah, because I thought it was... I'm hosting.
Okay. Okay.
Next time, you looked at
next
it,
time,
didn't you?
Like, Diesel's not allowed to
I
go
did
first.
Look at it. I'm looking at it now.
Diesel's not allowed to go first.
I just didn't want to talk about the other topic first, because it was less
interesting. Okay, just go.
Okay, so the Radical Heights studio closed, which is Boss Key Productions. It was ran by Cliff Bleszinski, the creator of Gears of War. Anyway, he released a statement recently saying that the studio will be shutting down because Lawbreakers and Radical Heights flopped to nobody's surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense why they rushed Radical Heights out. They were going to close in a month. So.
I think Radical Heights, he said in his letter that Radical Heights was a last-ditch attempt to save the studio, which is why they released it so early. But
yeah.
If they didn't release it so early, they could have had a better chance.
Yeah, they could have. I mean, the game had potential. Like, the art style, the mechanics, like, it had potential. It just was so... unpolished and just bad to look at. Like, the whole concept was decent. Like, it was a decent BR concept, but they didn't really p- polish it at all. So it just came out looking like it did and running like it did and basically being poop. And
it wasn't
also
ready.
Yeah, exactly. On the note of Lawbreakers shutting down, though, I really wish that game didn't flop because it was actually fun. We played it for like 16 hours or something.
Yes, we counted to the 40 people playing the game before they hit the zero mark.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty fun game to play. So that kind of sucks that I got.
Really wish I could get a refund.
I never played Radical Heights or Lawbreakers. Like, what was like made it like different from say
Lawbreakers was super fucking polished, right? It was a very polished game, and it ran really smooth. And the characters you played with were also very interesting, and it was fun to play with. It was just a fun game, you know. Like, it wasn't. It was pretty different from like Overwatch 2, which is what it got compared to a lot. It wasn't the same gameplay at all. It was a fun game. But it died. It's at zero fucking players.
To me, it really looked like Black Ops 3.
Yeah, the graphics didn't have that ring.
Like, in, like, the wall movement and stuff, too. Like, that, it just really... Like, with all, like, the... You know in Black Ops 3 how, like, the class systems had, like, they had fucking specialist perks? Like, it was, like, you had, like, a specific special weapon? It reminded me of that, just more fleshed out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun game. It was a fun game. Like, I played it for a decent amount. I wish it didn't die, because it was a decent game.
The reason Lawbreakers got compared to Overwatch is because Lawbreakers, Overwatch, Battleborn, those all got announced around the same time. So it was around like the hero shooter like genre push, which is like the equivalent of like the MOBA push, like even further back. And now we have the Battle Royale push, where studios are dying and all trying to do a Battle Royale game.
Remember the survival game push?
That was also awful.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the only two games that actually were decent that came out of that... Actually, not even game. The only mod and game that were decent was, like, Rust and DayZ mod.
Don't talk shit about Minecraft.
Okay, Minecraft... I wouldn't really compare Minecraft. I'm talking more like zombie survival.
Oh, yeah. Like, not like creative survival, more like...
Yeah, like Minecraft... Survival. Minecraft came out, like, at its own time frame, didn't it? I don't even think it came out around the time survival was booming. Yeah. Or did DayZ and Minecraft both kick that off?
Minecraft was in its peak during that thing, but it was still popular well ahead of it, I think. And, like, the main allure of Minecraft has always been, like, the construction and stuff.
I miss the old Minecraft days.
Oh, you have no idea, bro.
Like, the new Minecraft is just so, like,
I feel like we complain this every episode. Like, we want to relive our glory days on Blockland servers.
Yeah, I want to relive my glory days taking over factions and faction wars when I was, like, fucking 13. Can I go back?
We need to set up a fucking loudmouth private server, and we need to do an adventure. We need to do a fucking survival mode together, just for the old times.
At 100k, we'll set up a Minecraft server for Minecraft survival.
I can't believe you just said that. Now we're going to be...
Can we make a private one, Brandon? That's not a promise, though. Can we make a private one just for us?
Can we make a private one? I don't know. What we can do? Fucking Minecraft Let's Play?
There's so much to play. We could just play Minecraft. We could play Skyblock.
No, we could just go on other servers for Skyblock.
We are grown men. Why don't we play Minecraft Hunger Games?
Diesel, are you telling me... Wait, listen. Are you telling me it wouldn't be fun to set up, like, a Minecraft survival server for, like, a month? Just to get, like, 100 people in and just fuck around?
I mean... Sure, why not? I have no opinion. I don't care. Let's do
it. Okay, it's not a promise. I want to do it, but it's not a promise.
Speaking of weird shit that we say we're going to do, I am actually making a campaign for us for D&D, so that is happening.
Okay, who's gonna play?
Well, I'm going to DM, of course. You two can play.
Who are you DMing?
I am DMing your campaign.
Can we get Kappa?
Who is your campaign?
Okay, so a dungeon...
Henry. We're getting Henry. We're getting Blue Snake.
So a dungeon master,
Diesel,
right?
I'm busting your balls, I know.
Oh my god. Quite. I will bust your hoodie strings.
Those are very sensitive.
Those are tied now.
They were tied in the one video because I had to go... it was a special occasion.
Are there aglets on the end of that hoodie?
Like
the hoodie strings.
Aglet. That's such a weird.
Wait, what the fuck
thing.
Is an aglet? Wait, what?
It's the tip hard of your part shoelace. Of lace. Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb taught me that.
Let me check. I'm like feeling them right now. I don't think so.
So there's no hard end to that hoodie.
I mean, depends how I'm feeling on any given day.
Okay, I mean, I was going to make a nipple flicking joke, but, like, I mean, I don't know if that's comfortable ruined. Now. That's rude.
No, I ruined.
Mean, ruined. Why are you asking about a men's, yeah. like, string nipples, bro? Like, chill.
Or a hoodie that's really nipples. Gross. That's really
you're
gross.
One, you're the one who was going to make
okay,
a nipple
okay,
flicking
okay,
joke.
Okay, okay, okay. No. Speaking of string nipples. This is going to
okay, what does this have to do with anything?
Okay, no, let's just continue having this conversation. Let's see where it goes.
Let's see where this goes.
Okay,
so string nipples.
So, I have, like, a Tumblr, right? And, you know, I follow, like, a bunch of different blogs, and...
You use Tumblr?
Yes, okay.
I don't think
yes.
we can be friends anymore.
Anyway.
Don't worry, Digital.
I follow, like, a bunch of, like, cyberpunk and, like, anime blogs, but there was this
one... Of course
one
you do.
...where every now and again, the person who runs the blog posts, like... weird lewd pics of themselves, and they have like a weird like a nipple fetish, and it's really weird.
Why like, do you still follow them?
I'm just like, oh man, I should have followed them. I just kind of like see it and then just go on with my day. It's not like something I would like ponder over, but like you brought it up and I just brought it up again, you know.
This is why you don't use Tumblr.
But like they are purposefully going out of their way each day to make sure that their nipples become longer, and I'm just like, that's really strange.
Wait, longer?
Yes.
How do you even make your nipples longer?
I don't know. They got like a weird like plunger. Just, like,
what do you do? Just fucking pull on it?
You just like you just pull on it, and it like, grows over time or something.
I look, dude.
That's
I
really weird. That's really
that
fucking weird.
I don't know how that happens. It was just something I saw, and I'm just like, could you not?
Could you not put that in my Tumblr feed?
Could you just yeah. unfollow, bro?
I should. I really need to. I mean, like, sometimes people on Tumblr are just, like, very sexually open, and they're like, here's my Vagoo, and I'm just like,
yeah, because it's Tumblr.
Stop.
All right, can we talk about the D&D campaign now?
Sure.
I have never heard a sentence like that from Brandon in my life.
Just keep explaining it.
Can we talk about the D&D campaign instead?
Well, I want to know who we're going to have on it.
Okay, okay.
Well, I don't want to. We can pretty much have anybody who makes a character. So it could go from, like, you two to, like, 14 people if you want. However, I'd hate to DM that.
Okay, so we should call out every one of the podcasts that we want on the D&D campaign so they feel more obligated.
Yes.
Okay, so I want Kappa, Blues Dank, possibly Anna. Who else are we friends with?
Hoover.
Quackity. We could get Mac.
I guess we could. We mentioned Mac twice in the podcast, but they have no idea who Mac is.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it. We're gonna leave them not knowing who it is too. Who else can we get?
I don't know.
We have no other friends.
We have no other friends.
We could. Oh, Dev. Dev. We could get Dev.
Oh, Dev. Yeah. Cool guys. You have no idea who we're talking about, but
this it makes it.
They're names. That's all you need to know. They're just names.
Yeah,
they're not
but,
people.
Okay,
they're just
okay.
Letters on a screen.
I need to sit down with you guys at some point and like make your characters, because you need to make like your lore and your class and all that.
Are we gonna record this?
I mean, if you want, at a later point, we can. I'm not done.
We
with
could just
the
dedicate a
yet.
Whole episode.
I saw.
To making
I saw.
Characters.
I saw a couple. Yeah, but actually, we could just make the characters on the podcast.
Yes, we can have like a D&D cast. I saw people talking about it in our comments, and they're like,
"Yeah,
that sounds
I saw
really
a couple
cool.
people." Yeah, I saw a couple people like, "Do make an episode about it. Do it.
We
a
could
game
do like
play.
A full. We could do like a full week with that shit. Like 1 week, one is the preparation, the other is the actual fucking like a recounting of the experience or some shit. And we could stream the fucking thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to do something like that. We can use like Roll20 and stuff. There's stuff to do. I gotta finish the campaign, because that stuff takes a while, because I'm trying to
can
put,
we,
like, inside
can we do
jokes
this in the
stuff.
Summer, though, when I'm slightly less busy?
Yeah, we won't start it now. It's gonna take a while. Like, there's stuff, like, I'm basically making, like, a whole world for you guys to
inhabit. We'll probably start in, like, July?
July?
Around there? Yeah.
I guess it depends when Quite finishes Hoodie Academy.
I'm taking online school in this box.
Yes.
That was a good one. That was good.
I know, I'm on point today. I did want to say stuff about Radical Heights, but like, I mean, the game's kind of like an Unreal asset flip. There you go,
like,
that's it.
There's not a lot to say, like, I don't know.
Whoops, maybe Cliffy B shouldn't have been such a dick on the internet.
Okay, or listen, maybe... Cliff Bleszinski sounds like a fucking Fairly Odd Parents character name. Like, I don't know about
holy
you guys.
Shit, it does.
Yeah, it does.
First heard that, all I could think about was the Crimson Chin or some shit.
fucking GameStop replied to his statement.
What'd they say?
They say, sad
to hear this, Cliff. We look forward to your return after some much deserved time off and seeing what you come up with next. Hey, I'm GameStop. I'm a dying company.
Oh my god, Tender Fox is streaming. I gotta go, guys. Bye.
GameStop makes what? Bank from what did they cop? ThinkGeek? They own ThinkGeek now.
They own ThinkGeek?
Yeah.
That is.
I might know what ThinkGeek is.
Yeah, I think I do, but like, either.
It's like Hot Topic, but for gamers.
Well, I've never shopping those. Yeah. Oh my god, there's a Thor hammer. There's a Thor hammer tool set.
A Thor hammer tool set.
There's Deadpool high tops. There's Deadpool slippers.
Okay, this does sound a lot like Hot Topic.
Holy shit.
Okay. So,
you want holy shit.
You want to
Hot Topic for gamers.
Okay, we can... So occupied by it.
Oh
wait,
my
we
god!
Can go on.
So
we
much
can go
nerd
on.
Stuff.
Okay, let's move on to the next thing. A prom tiger.
I forget. What I saw that is. Shit. I saw that shit on Twitter Moments.
Oh yeah, it was a Twitter moment. They brought a tiger to prom, and they're like, "That was a bad idea."
Listen. Okay, the fucking title for this. High school regrets, in quotes, decision to bring a live tiger to prom.
apparently, the theme was welcome to the jungle, so they brought in fucking, like, live animals and shit. Sounds cool, but one, sounds dangerous for the humans and for the fucking animal.
No, that lion looks fucking scared as shit.
Lion?
It looks like my dog when it hears fireworks.
Tiger? Oh, yeah. Like, fucking, like, they pace around and shit like that. Like, it should not have been there. It should have been sleeping.
Yeah, that fucking tiger does not look happy.
Yeah, I can't believe like a high school thought that was a good idea. Oh my god!
I could
god.
See seniors doing that for a prank, but like the staff.
The staff. God.
Have you guys ever heard like the stories about?
Oh,
like,
it was
all
in Florida. It makes sense now. It was in Florida.
Where else?
Wait, what happened? Wait, what happened? I didn't hear about this.
No, like, the story is about, like, oh, like, your senior pranks. Like, there's always those rumors in high school.
Oh, yeah. Like, God, nothing big's happened while on my online school, obviously.
Uh-huh. But,
At Hoodie Academy.
Hoodie
Academy.
I think, from my knowledge at my old school, they wrapped up everything in the staff room in tinfoil.
That's pretty weird.
I think
weird.
That happened.
That's pretty weak. Yeah. I can top that, actually.
Oh, what would you do?
I didn't do anything, but this happened like a long time
I
ago.
I can top that.
Wait,
I didn't do anything.
I mean, this actually did happen because there's photographic evidence. But they hollowed out like a buggy, like a Herbie the Love Bug. They took the frame of the car and they put it like on top of the school with a crane because they knew a guy who owned a crane. So they put this like car on top of the school. That actually happened. But you always hear, like, those stories that it's like, oh, they released 5 pigs into the school or 4 pigs into the school and numbered them 1 through 5 or whatever. Like, you guys have never heard stuff like that from your high school?
Nope.
No.
I mean, obviously I haven't, but...
Okay.
You're the only one.
I swear to God, my high school experience was very boring, but, like...
Maybe
rumors
stuff
like
this has happened, but like I obviously haven't been around for it.
God, yeah, he's been to Hoodie Academy.
What are kids doing in school these days? Just nothing.
I don't know.
I was hoping
work.
You guys would have something.
They're T-posing.
They're standing on toilets T-posing, Diesel.
That's true.
God. Probably vaping in the bathroom or something.
They did that when I was in high school.
Yeah,
like,
they still do
you're
that.
Like roughly the same age as us, Diesel. Like you're not that far off.
I'm an old man.
You were in this. You were like at one point. You were in high school when we were in high school.
Okay, I'm an old man. Don't
actually.
At me.
I knew kids that vaped in middle school.
I knew kids that vaped in middle school. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Like no, vape at my middle school was like the cocaine of like a rich kid middle school. Like people wanted vape. Like it was like an illegal drug to them. I mean, it was technically illegal, but it wasn't really a drug.
I mean. You shouldn't vape. That's gross.
No, you shouldn't. But like, I'm just saying, like, that's how they viewed it. Middle school was like, oh, that's the hard shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, by the time I got into high school, I was like, oh, you do meth? Okay. That happened once. I was sitting in Dunkin' Donuts. This girl came in. She was like, oh, no, it wasn't meth. It was crack. She came in, told us that she did crack, and then she left, and I never saw her again.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't see her again.
Well, that raises a lot of questions. Like, where did she go with the crack? Did she
probably
die?
Probably died.
I hope not. I didn't hear about her dying, so she's probably not dead. But, like, I'll check Snapchat.
He's just like, if somebody dies, parents. I would know.
I would feel them cease to exist.
No, well, I live in a small town, so, you know, people are always in each other's business. Like, I know the people, like,
yeah,
that
but
I went
you're
to
also
high school
the one calling
with
all the
parents
hits,
and shit.
I'm more on to you.
I am not.
I don't call those hits on poor, innocent people. Nope, that's not me. That's not me, FPS Diesel.
I have no power.
FPS Hitman.
You just put FPS in front of anything.
Your name is
I know, it's fun.
Your name is an FPS Dicel for no reason.
Dicel.
Like, I remember looking at. I remember I was typing, like, it was one night I was working at the podcast, and I remember I typed Diesel's name out to get, like, an icon or something, and, like, I just looked at it, and I'm like, Diesel. Like, it didn't look like Diesel anymore, it just looked like Diesel.
I know, like, when I read your name, Diesel, like, my brain just reads it as Dicel, because I've joked about it so many times.
Thank you. I feel very flattered by that. When I look at your name quite, I read it K White. There's no joke there.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of stupid.
Okay, so is yours.
No, it's not. Like, yours is two syllables. Mine is literally just
quite definitely has the best name here. I definitely have the worst.
I don't know about that. FPS Diesel's kind of difficult, too.
FPS? What does FPS stand for, guys? Don't say it.
Don't say it. I'd much rather people take guesses at what it is. I saw
they're never gonna guess it.
Someone
ever.
Said it stood for fast paced sex, which is hilarious.
They're just never gonna fucking guess it though.
No, because it's so like obscure and lame.
Yeah,
you're probably better off like them not knowing.
I'm never gonna tell anybody. It does not leave.
It took me
the
like
mouth.
It took a long time for me to figure out what it was because he had to tell me. And he didn't tell me for like the longest fucking time.
Was I the fastest person for like meeting you to like learning about what FPS stands for?
Yes.
Yes, and that's because I told you, didn't I?
Yes.
Diesel was there though. Like he could have fucking punched you in the mouth if he wanted to.
Wait, oh yeah, this is in person.
That was in person.
Yeah, they came to visit my box.
Shame you were too sick to go to IHOP. In your box. It's actually
okay,
really big in there.
It's really big. It's like a full house. It's like almost like it's like the entirety of Boston.
It's like a whole city.
It's like all of Boston and the rest of the world.
Someone help me do a segue to something.
Oh,
else.
That's right. We had a
energy
topic
drinks.
List. That's right. We had a topic list.
Energy yeah. Drinks, everybody. Diesel, take it away.
Oh, yeah. So this is just a funny article. Yawning man steals 250 worth of Red Bull, and is this like it looks like a goddamn more Pictionary. it's just like a yawning guy, and he has a big cart of Red Bull, and it looks so funny.
Oh, it's making me yawn shit.
Yeah.
See, since he's yawning, I just see this picture, and I'm like, this dude probably just like. He probably was just tired and then stole it because he was tired and he forgot to
like,
buy it.
He didn't realize. He's like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry, man. Here. And then he pays the store and just get.
Yeah, exactly.
He's, like, yawning to act super casual. You know how, like, people whistle? But instead he's yawning as he takes all this Red Bull out of
Walmart.
It
looks like he's just holding it. Like, holding the position. Just like, ah.
It looks like he's screaming.
Ah! You just hear him in the background. You just hear, like, crawling in.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I also brought this topic to you all today to have a conversation about energy drinks. because, as we all know, I am addicted to G Fuel, apparently.
Okay, Diesel, just because you have an addiction doesn't mean we all have addictions.
I haven't had G Fuel in, like, a month.
We may or may not have, like, gotten
that is total fucking bullshit.
That is 100% true.
Okay,
well, maybe
it was, like, only an hour, but it's the same thing.
Since I got home, I have not had G Fuel.
So,
what?
Like, from PAX?
I don't believe you.
Well, no, when I got home around, oh man, the 6th? Yeah, so for a few days,
okay.
I have not been drinking.
Let me ask, so for a few days?
Yeah, well, obviously.
That's
basically
a lot
different than
a month.
Well, I just wanted to know what you guys like to drink, but apparently this is an intervention.
I like G Fuel. G Fuel's good.
I like Monster.
G Fuel's really the only energy drink that I drink. And even then, it's sparingly.
Monster's good. I'm a big fan of Monster.
How much do you drink Monster, though?
I had one Monster today.
Okay, so basically you're telling me you cut out G Fuel. You cut out the cheap shit, and then you're drinking the premium.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I also had pre-workout today, because I always have pre-workout before I go to the gym, and that has a lot of caffeine.
Dude, yeah. Monster, like, just, like, I cannot stomach it. Like, it makes me, like, sick.
When you said talk about energy drinks, I thought you meant, like, the implications of it on society and, like, how it affects
society.
Really?
This is a comedy podcast, not, like, philosophical.
Are you
kidding me?
This is
not a
comedy podcast.
Like,
this
you
is
said,
very serious. This is a
balanced
podcast.
When you said energy drinks convo on the fucking topic list, I just was like, okay, so we're going to talk about energy drinks and, like, the implications of it on society and how 16-year-olds in the UK need a fucking ID to buy it.
Oh, well, that's annoying, and nobody likes needing an ID to buy something.
Yeah, from what Henry told me, it's like currently the UK is having problems with the youth not being like responsible or something like that. So it's like, or like they're too hyper or some shit. So they're just trying to cut out like energy drinks and shit. So
they're
I don't know.
So.
That's too hyper. Okay.
This is okay. I'm not a UK citizen. I don't look at the UK news. This is coming from a British person that doesn't look at the news much either.
No. Like the worst part is, it's like none of us are British citizens, but it's believable. Like
yeah, but
I would buy that reasoning coming out of Britain.
The moral of the story is you need an ID to buy a Monster energy drink or anything with a certain amount of sugar or calories. I think you need an ID to buy Mountain Dew as well.
Are you kidding me?
It's like a certain amount. It's like a certain type of Mountain Dew, I'm pretty sure. Like, because it has, like, a certain caffeine count or whatever.
Yep, you need ID. To be, like, 16 years old to buy that shit.
Oh, you got a license for that TV, mate. You got a license for that butter knife.
Yeah, but when you said energy drinks combo, I'm just like, so we're going to have a conversation about energy drinks and the implications of society already.
No. Why would I bring something such like highbrow to the table? I mean,
I don't know.
Part of me was like, man, I want to have an intellectual conversation on Loudmouse, but then I was like, nah, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Well, we're gonna have we literally have like intellectual conversations on this fucking topic list.
Okay, listen here, bud. I was gonna say I'm taller than you, but I'm not.
No, you're not. You're also not bigger than me.
Yeah, but I'm prettier than you.
Yeah.
I think Quite's got us beat, though. Quite's real cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like his mask.
Yeah. I like the way... I like his eyes.
the eyes. The soulless, black-shaded voids, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you like
exactly
my Infinity Gauntlet?
Always.
Yeah, always. Daddy Thanos.
Okay.
Daddy Thanos. No, stop.
He's thick.
He is thick.
He's not thick.
He's thick.
You clearly haven't seen the memes.
Oh, like, thick Thanos?
Oh, have you... Wait, Brandon, yeah. Have you seen the fucking subreddit Thanos did nothing wrong?
Yes, it's amazing.
I love it!
It's like the prequel subreddit, but for Marvel.
it's like the Empire did nothing wrong one, but it's Thanos.
Yeah. It's fucking it's like great. I love that
perfectly
stuff.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
God. It's so good. It's...
Nobody gives a shit, but I put this on there.
Yeah.
So, Rage 2 had an announcement trailer.
Was there an actual trailer, or is it like what is it? Is
no,
it a trailer?
I watched the video. It's a bunch of people dressed up in Mad Max cosplay, dancing around, acting all crazy to like a song about dying or something. Like, there was no gameplay reveal. It was just saying, hey, Rage 2 is being made. Here's a bunch of weird crap.
I mean, the promo art looks good.
I mean, it looks like they're trying to make it more fun, but it kind of feels like they're just sitting in the, Borderlands territory. I hope they focus more on, like, car combat, because that was the part that people liked.
Yeah, I didn't play Rage. I know you played Rage.
Yeah, I played it on an Xbox 360, and it took up, like, 60 gigs.
Oof.
Which is a lot for a 360.
Yeah, for a 360. Yeah, because didn't they have, like, 250 gig models
online?
Yeah,
250 gigs was, like, the most you get default.
Man, the 360 is such a throwback. I remember the 360.
God, I still have mine. I love mine.
I have mine. I either sold it or it's in a box.
Mine's still, like,
I think it's in a box
somewhere. It's in, like, somewhere.
Yeah, the 360 was such a... Yeah, how old is that console? Like, 10 years? Or like,
over
or like,
a decade.
How long,
over a decade.
How long was the cycle for it?
The cycle? I think it was, like, 7 years.
God damn, that's a long
really?
Cycle.
We're already, like, 6 years into, like, the PS4's, like
really?
Cycle. Yeah.
We're almost five years into PS4, Xbox One.
Holy shit, I did not realize we're that far into the console cycle. I remember that shit coming out. God.
Yeah, 2013. It came out in 2013. That was so long ago.
I remember coming out and being like, damn, I really wish I had one
of these. Xbox 360 got released in 2005.
Wow. I was but a wee lad.
Damn. Yeah, apparently there's also leaks about a PS4, like, 2 or whatever the fuck. I don't know, PS5 coming out in 2020. So,
they just released, like, a PS4 Pro recently.
Well, it's refresh, but it's, like, a new console, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, in my opinion, I don't think they should just completely get a new console overhaul. I think they should continue with, like, PS4 Pro, PS4 Pro Plus, or some shit like that. Because it's, like, it doesn't separate the communities, but then, like, that also makes more work for the devs, because they have to make, basically, two versions of the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's still running the same hardware. One's just, like, more they're just PCs. They're just running more powerful hardware inside.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they should just, like, implement crossplay more.
Between more consoles Fortnite. or between opposing consoles, or between the same consoles, like, same brand?
At the very least, the same, like, brand, but, like, between different, like, fucking brands would be nice, too. Like, Fortnite, like, you can play across consoles, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
You can invite your friends from Xbox and, like, actually, I don't know if you can do that anymore.
Xbox is not playing ball with them.
Yeah, you can't go Xbox to PlayStation. You can only go PC to Xbox and PlayStation to PC.
But not at the same time?
Nope.
That's
basically, PC connects to all of it, but then, like, Xbox and PlayStation are like, no.
That's some
ass. We don't do that.
That's some ass.
There you go.
Can I leave that in when I edit this?
Yeah, no, that's the transition from the point where it was interrupted.
You're definitely going to want to lower the fucking levels on that, though.
So what were we talking about?
Brandon, you have topics.
I have topics that we're going to me now? Okay.
Yeah, might as
well. You know Google?
Never heard of them.
Well, Google, the big company that owns Gmail, they're still reading your emails.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured, but it's like... It's, like, fact that they're still reading your fucking emails, but they said they were going to stop reading your emails. So, they're kind of in a situation where it's like, oh, yeah, we said we'd stop, but we didn't stop. So, yeah.
Whoops.
So, that's bad, because especially with the new privacy laws that are coming into fucking play in the EU, which is affecting literally pretty much every fucking company. Like, you people listening, you've probably gotten dozens of emails in the past, I don't know, couple weeks of people being like, privacy update thingy change, and that's because EU put in laws for privacy. So thank the EU for keeping our shit private because of fucking the Zuckerberg.
Nice.
Getting zucked. I mean, even if these, like, laws are put in place, I wouldn't be surprised if companies are still going to look at your stuff.
Oh, they're for
and
sure
if it's
still
not,
gonna look
if,
at
if
shit.
It's not companies, your government is gonna do it. Like,
oh, yeah,
you gotta be in control
does.
Of your own, like, privacy these days.
Yeah, and then, like, there's also a situation where YouTube was, like, they were going against the law, at least from my knowledge. It was, like, remember back in the day where Nerd City made the video talking about, like, oh, there's these codes in your metadata?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, basically, YouTube is not allowed to label videos as certain things. Like, they're not allowed to label them as, like, you know, races or, like, sexualities or something or genders or anything like that. And, like, they're not allowed to do that. But they did, at least from our knowledge, they did, because it makes the most sense based off the data. So it's like, they immediately removed that as soon as people found out about it, which really makes them look suspicious. And then, like, for example, in the EU, they're legally obligated to give you that information if you ask, I believe. Something like that. So, somebody could ask for that if they were in the EU. At least from my knowledge, don't quote me. I'm not fucking genius when it comes to this shit.
So no other thoughts about Google reading your emails?
I mean, it's pretty obvious they're reading the emails.
I mean, yeah, like, Google knows everything aside from, like, my bowel. Actually, they probably know when I go take a dump anyway.
Oh, no, they do.
On my Google phone.
There was also a leak recently. I can't remember where it came from, but there was a leak that third-party companies are constantly tracking your location live.
Nice.
Third-party businesses know where my toilet is. That's nice.
Yeah.
Tinder's always tracking.
Yeah, and, like, the scary part is, too, it's, like, the amount of data that shit takes is, like, next to nothing. Like, they could track your, like, they could track your location for a month, and it'd be something, like, from what I read, it was, like, 60 megabytes or something to get all your location data. So it's, like, nothing. So, some company has, like, every location that you've been in the past month or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Speaking of companies that take all your data, Apple! I don't know that for sure. Don't quote me. Don't sue me.
Apple, please don't sue me. I can't afford it.
This is actually kind of interesting. Apple now has 50 self-driving cars on the road in 2015. No. Why was I going to say that? Apple now has 50 self-driving cars on the road in California for testing. I think I'm saying that from us and that a lot. From what I remember, it is now legal in California to have self-driving cars on the roads. From what I recall. So, that's cool. It's also cool because this is like the beginning stages of people not driving anymore. And their cars doing it. What do you guys think about that?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I feel like for self-driving cars to be, like, perfected, like, there can be no physical drivers on the road. So,
yeah.
But, like, some people are going to be reluctant to give that up. It's like, it's just hard. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I trust, like, self-driving cars.
See, I trust if every car is self-driving, I trust self-driving cars, but like you said,
it's not that, like, I think it's, like, any less safe because I've seen the statistics. I know how all that stuff works out, right? Like, you saw, like, did you guys see the thing with, like, there was, like, the Tesla crash in the news, but, like, because the driver was, like, on autopilot, right? And they had a broken ankle, like, going 60.
They only broke their ankle, yeah. They had a fire truck.
And then fucking the news is, like, the Tesla involved in crash, and then Elon, like, just kind of shat on them with statistics and all that. But that kind of thing, like, that's not what worries me. It's just, like, I don't know, I guess I kind of like having control.
Yeah, it's just, like,
I guess
the
what
personal.
I'm afraid of is, like, I guess what I'm afraid of is, like non-automated car driving, like, being illegal. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah. I mean, I looked into it more on, like, the self-driving technology. They have cameras, and basically the cameras just act like eyes. So it's like they behave basically like people. They view the world like people, the cars, but they're a lot quicker because they're AI. So it's like they see everything a human sees, but they see more because they see in 360. But it's like they can react a lot faster. So, like, the tech looks pretty fucking cool and good. So I'm looking forward to the day that self-driving cars are a thing and, like, popular, because there was a, I was watching a TED talk with Elon, and then Elon was talking about how one day he wants it. Actually, he said within this decade, he said this. Actually, was it with, I can't fucking remember. It was within a short amount of time, right? He was like, there's going to be a point where your car, you'll just have one car for your house, and that car will drive everyone in your family around because you can just call the car to you to pick you up. So.
I want that.
I want that too. I'd pay a lot of money for that. Like, instead of calling an Uber, you just call your fucking car. And there was also, like, a system that they said where it's, like, everyone would be, like, on this app, and then everyone would kind of, you know, share cars. You know, you can rent your car out to people like Uber, but it's like, it's just the car, no person. So that stuff was interesting to me. I think that regular cars are going to go away somewhat soon. So, like, so, probably...
You need to see government legislation move in for that, because I know there are people that enjoy the luxury of driving a car. Like, luxury cars are a market in it of themselves, so...
I think 2050, I think most cars will be automated.
2050, I'm going to be an old man by then. I mean,
yeah, we will be. We'll be old as fuck. Maybe by then there'll be, like, age-reversing pills or some shit. I don't know.
Ah, yes. I want to live even longer.
I can be a sub pair of sunglasses again.
That's actually pretty good.
Quiet lore is the best lore. Like,
yeah,
I'm kind of making it up as I go.
I better say, yeah, it's just made up.
By
as
making
I go.
It up, I mean I'm discovering it in my memories. I'm swimming through that shit, you know, sorting it out.
It's sorting out your fucking memories. There's also
I want to know your origin story.
I'll get back to you.
we'll talk. Come up with it now. We'll talk about it when you hit your segment.
No. I got plans for this shit, Brandon. I can't.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Okay, fine. We won't talk about your fucking origin story. There was also a thing with SpaceX where they talked about how they're making a travel system to get from somewhere in Japan to New York within 30 minutes. Basically, it'd be a rocket ship that takes you into orbit and then flies you to the location, and you'd land safely.
Sounds explodey.
Yeah, and then also the cost of it would be, like, economic to business. So it'd be, like, maybe $1,000 to fly from Japan to New York with, like, within 30 minutes.
Imagine taking a fucking day trip to Japan.
Yeah, like, the whole concept is, it's like, if you have a meeting somewhere and you have to get across the world, you can leave in the morning and get back for dinner.
That's so dope. Like, just thinking about that.
And it's like, that system, according to the president of SpaceX, will be ready within this decade, or within a decade.
Oh, shit.
So, like, within our lifetimes, that will exist.
What were those fucking, like, jet planes or something that, like, could make it, like, to England, like, from New York in, like, an hour?
Or, like, I don't know.
An hour or two.
I remember reading about that, but I do not, like, recall the information that well.
It was, like, the same concept. Like, you can go to a meeting overseas and then come back for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. But, apparently, like, they shut it down because, like, the market just wasn't big enough. I'm wondering if this is going to have the same kind of issues.
Well, since it's SpaceX, which also involves Elon Musk, I don't think they'll...
Well,
I don't know.
Just name attraction alone, like, it's got to be, like, practical. And it sounds like by the price for what you're getting, it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, like, the goal is to make it, like, business economic. That's what the president said. And it's like, if it's $1,000 to fly for 30 fucking minutes, even if it costs, like, let's say 20 to 30% more, that's still, like, 30-minute trip. Holy shit. Trip. Okay. That's still a 30-minute trip versus, like, what, 12 hours at the very least, you know?
12 hours for the same price.
Yeah, or like a similar price. So it's like, it's a no-brainer at that point. I mean, I think the biggest issue it's going to have is the phobia of it, because they'd be taking you into low Earth orbit. I'm not sure. They'd be taking you a lot higher than a fucking plane, though.
Listen, dude. I either get to die or I get to go to Japan. So win-win.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought that was super interesting, because it's like, that's going to be, like, by, like, around 2030, that should be a thing. So... that'll be in our lifetime, so that's interesting. Now, we also have a more fun topic right here, which is, I don't know who's seen this here, but it's fucking hilarious. Dr. Disrespect getting the emotes removed from other streamers like Forzan, for example, because he got really upset about it. Now, to be clear, Dr. Disrespect, from my knowledge, didn't actually get them removed, like, directly. Twitch removed them because it violated TOS on harassment of other streamers. So, still... it probably was removed because he complained about it and borderline had a breakdown in stream. Have you guys seen the video?
I don't know what any of this is about.
Okay, so Dr. Disrespect cheated on his wife. We all know that.
Dr. Disrespect your wife.
Yeah, he cheated
on his... thank you so much. Knock, knock. Who's there? The doc coming in. Thank you.
You know, that's an... Diesel, you saw that clip, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay,
that's
okay.
That's a clip of, like, a dude donating to him.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad, but it's like...
yeah, but, so, Dr. Disrespect, he and his wife, we all know that because he made a big deal about it, and it was a big fucking mistake, because even if he did, if he wasn't going to get outed, he shouldn't have said anything. Because it's like, it just fucked his entire career. Like, he gets nowhere to the level of respect he did before. You know? It's like, well, it could... It's something that could have been handled in private, right? But he didn't. He just made it public. And, it, you know, he might have felt guilty, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But now he's facing the repercussions. And people made emotes about transparency in their streams. And then people meme the emotes. And then Dr. Disrespect had a breakdown and he sounded like a dolphin. Like, you can watch the video right now and edit it out if you want. Or edit out you want the video in the silence.
Just, like, have, like, 6 minutes of space.
6 minutes of a gap. It's not that long. It's like 30 seconds.
Is that why you fucking captioned it dolphin video?
Yeah, because that, like, it, okay, that's an edited version. I couldn't find the original, but it's fucking hilarious.
Let me watch this. Oh, this clip!
God, this yeah. clip is ridiculous.
Yeah, the dude had like a breakdown in a fucking stream.
This laugh, like, genuinely haunts my nightmares.
Yeah, so.
Like, I hate listening to this laugh so much.
He's so distraught in the video too. Like, you can feel the pain and anger.
Yeah,
but
he's
then,
so
like...
he's so pissed. And then like he goes on about how everyone else is like boyish and like crybabies and stuff. And it's like his whole character is based around being hard. But like he's sitting here like, you cannot meet me. No, like it's not a good look. It just isn't.
I don't know why he made it public.
He just shut it off. It was such a bad idea.
Yeah, there was no reason to do that. I guess he just was, he needed to get it off his chest. I don't know.
I guess.
Therapy.
Yeah, he should have gone to therapy or something. I mean, like, if he was going to get outed, definitely the right move. But if he wasn't, he should have just fucking left it.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know if he was going to get outed or he was going to get outed, like, by someone if he didn't say it himself.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what the theory is. I mean, that could be the case. Who fucking knows? Anyways, on to the next topic. We have stuff that also shouldn't be public. Your customer data from Chili's.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Because for some fucking reason, Chili's has a customer data breach. I don't know how. I don't know what kind of data fucking Chili's has on you to the point
fucking
where it could
Chili's
be a data
had
breach.
A date. Chili's!
Like... See, it makes sense because it probably doesn't have that high of security, but it's a fucking Chili's. Like, they must have had
Chili's.
Some kind of rewards
like,
program or
something. What
else is there
to say? It's Chili's.
Yeah. Like, how the fuck does a Chili's have a data breach?
I'm trying to think of what information they could have. Obviously, like, credit card information, I guess. But, like,
yeah, like, if there's, like, a rewards name, membership thing.
I guess name and address.
Why are they saving all that information when you go to... Buy,
if
like,
there's like a rewards
Chili's.
Thing, like if you like, if they have like
if
a
it
membership,
would, yeah.
whatever.
I've never cared enough at a Chili's to get involved in their rewards program because
yeah,
it's
they, have a they have a reward program.
I've never eaten at Chili's in my life, so
I think I've eaten there like once or twice. Oh, Diesel, you want to talk about Applebee's in this segment?
I hate Applebee's. I vehemently hate Applebee's. Like,
why do you?
I hate Applebee's so much. It is so gross, okay? Like, all the food you get from Applebee's is, like, already pre-cooked. They just put it in like a heater. It's like, make it warm. It doesn't feed you. It's, like, ass.
How much does it cost, though?
I mean, Applebee's is pretty reasonable. It ain't no Waffle House where they're serving you, like, half of your food now and then the rest later. Speaking of, I also went to an IHOP recently, and they didn't serve me my pancakes, and I was really upset about that. Like then my pancakes came out 40 minutes late. We were, like, getting ready to leave. And they put down a plate of pancakes. The waitress just forgot about my pancakes.
My fucking pancake, dog. What'd you do with them?
Now imagine all the time. That's Applebee's.
God, I'm kind of in a Waffle House mood now that you mention it, Diesel.
I don't know how you can be in a Waffle House mood.
Oh, I mean...
Waffle House is gross.
Dude, what do you... What?
It depends what Waffle House...
Depends what Waffle House.
It depends on like what hour of the day it is.
I mean, I live in the Chirac of New England.
Chirac.
So our Waffle House is, you know, waffle.
Suck.
It is suck. So you know, I don't get good service there. But Applebee's. Hold on. You know what else Applebee's does that bothers me? They have like an endless chicken tenders like thing. Where, like, you pay $24 and they keep bringing out chicken tenders.
$24 fucking dollars?
Yeah, and you can keep eating chicken tenders until you die, basically.
Okay, okay, wait. Couldn't you just pay $24 for, like, a group of, like, 8 people?
Well, like, it's not enough chicken tenders to share with the family.
I thought
it, but it's unlimited.
It was endless. You said it was endless.
It's unlimited chicken tenders, yes.
So then why wouldn't there be enough? Family?
Because they only give you one plate at a time.
We'll just keep asking. Yeah. Everyone take a chicken tender and be like, we need another plate.
You're telling me the guy at Applebee's is that loving to keep providing you with that many chicken tenders?
He better be for $24 fucking dollars.
That's what I paid for. I better be getting my fucking chicken nuggies. You know what I'm saying?
One time I went to an Applebee's.
Man, you have a lot of Applebee's stories.
You do you like live in like an Applebee's storage closet or some
No. It's just I have friends that like Applebee's, and
so,
they're
yes,
wrong.
You do.
But we went to an Applebee's, and you guys know Teddy, of course.
Yes.
Teddy was like, "How good?" Like they have a burger called the Really Good Burger. And he asked the waitress, how good is the really good burger? And I've never seen a woman more angry at him in my entire life.
I'm just imagining, like, Teddy walking up to some girl and like, excuse me, how good is the really good burger? And then she, like, just flips shit, like, jumps on his fucking shoulders and breaks his neck with her thighs.
All right. That was really hyperbolic.
So, those are my
clearly
Applebee's
you've never been
events.
To an Applebee's if that's hyperbolic to you, Brendan.
I mean,
I guess
at
I
Applebee's,
haven't.
They're always giving face sittings to the customers, you know?
I didn't say that.
I mean, that's pretty much what that is.
Nah, that's that would be first degree murder? No, second degree murder, I think.
Well, I mean, Teddy could handle it.
Being murdered?
Well, not the being dead part. He just wouldn't die. He's a big man. He's like and Brandon big, but a little bigger.
He's like Brandon big, but like an inch taller, yeah.
He's like the Super Saiyan version of Brandon.
Inch taller equals Super Saiyan?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Like the hair goes up a little higher. Changes color.
Okay, let's talk. Quite, you want to talk about the opposite of a Super Saiyan version of me?
Yeah, let's talk about something you're absolutely not. I like that idea. So, the New York Times declares this age, the one that we exist in, the age of the twink. It's my time to shine, according to Brandon, apparently. He's like, you're a twinker.
You
but
are.
Fucking... Shut up. I don't need this right now, but apparently it generally just talks about like how like fucking like twinks are like being more represented in fucking like media and shit and like how there's like they're on the rise, right? And it's just it's interesting because
so I should invest in twinks. I didn't know that Hostess
the twink stock market
popular.
Is booming.
Basically, what I'm saying is donate to my Patreon.
Oh my invest God. In Quite because he's a twink.
Invest in Quite Coin.
I, like, how do you come to the conclusion that this is the age of twink? Like, what is your thought process that leads you to that?
I mean, like, there's a lot of
it's something to do with femininity among, like, people and, like, how men are becoming, like, the less kind of, like, masculine type.
Ah, yes, soy boys.
Basically, yeah.
Diesel, shut up.
I mean, have you seen, like, the soy boy pictures, though, where they all, like... Their
have
mouths
you,
are always
did you,
open.
Did you see that one tweet of, like, a dude, like, total soy boy, like, this is not ironic. He tweeted at, like, the soy company as, like, you need to fix your bottle caps. I can't open them. And, like, his hand had, like, fucking marks from trying to open the fucking soy bottle.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Internal screaming.
Internal screaming.
But yeah, everybody.
How do the pictures make you feel quiet on the age of the twink?
Age of the twink? I don't know.
Yes.
Wait, so now
I'm looking at these pictures.
This image? I don't know. They're kind of cute.
Well, that just derailed my train of thought.
Yeah, he's caught up in how cute they are.
Time Magazine has a twink piece.
Oh.
Instead of a think piece, a twink piece. Fucking
that's clever.
Kill me.
That's clever.
That is
bro.
That's very clever. That is quite possibly one of the most clever things I've
I'm read. Surprised they used the term twink, because I looked back and like someone in my comment section was like, oh, I can't believe you just said twink, and I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? And then like I looked back and like apparently twink was like used as like an offensive term at some point, and then like no one cares. Like it was like 2008.
It was like 1920.
No. Like the most recent I could find was like 2008.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, and it was like
who cares though?
It was like yeah, exactly. I was like, what the fuck? Like what? I have not heard of this being like a derogatory term the longest fucking time, and it's like I say it in a video as a joke, and it's just like. I can't believe you said that. It's like, what the fuck? And then the New York Times does it. It's like, out of all the fucking people, it's like, they do it. I'm just like, in awe. I thought they would understand. It's apparently offensive or some shit. I don't fucking know. That just pissed me off.
It always depends on the context, but you're not allowed to make jokes about race, gender, or sexuality, Brandon.
It was literally like, the most
it wasn't a joke. He just called me a twink. Yeah, like, he only called me a twink.
It was just, just like... It was like,
look,
hey,
but
quite
is funny.
It's like, whoa,
it's
whoa.
True.
It's like I call a friend a twink, and it's like, whoa.
Hey, oh, hey, whoa, what you doing?
I don't know. That was just so fucking dumb to me. Like the article about the guy who got in trouble for it was like One Direction. The guy called One Direction like a bunch of twinks or some shit. And he apologized because of media backlash. It's fucking funny. But like, I don't know. That pissed me off. I wanted to bring it up.
The age of the twink.
The age of the twink. Coming soon to theaters.
Twonk.
Twonk.
I don't know why, but like adding like the O-N sound to things like rock. Like you know how my obsession with the word ronk?
Yes.
Like just those words make me laugh.
Dwayne the Ronk Johnson.
Ronk. Ronk.
Ronk. Pull the lever, Ronk.
Ronk!
You're fucking retarded.
Shut up. Oh, God.
Okay, now we can talk about the super serious topic.
This is the most serious topic in the podcast. fucking transition. So, Amir Vand of the boy band / rap group Brockhampton was accused of sexual misconduct recently. And several of they were loving at him by several girls, and like allegedly there were lyrics about him like rapping about... said I like get like some of the things that he allegedly did like in Brockhampton.
Okay, he didn't allegedly rap about it. He rapped about it, but the actions.
He's rapping about the things that he allegedly did. Sorry.
Yeah. You corrected yourself, but like you started off with saying allegedly rapped.
Yeah. The two examples we were able to find are like that we think are what they're talking about, because like I don't know if they specified it in the tweets, but like.
Oh wait. Let's talk about like his. Kind of like we should probably talk about his response first or some shit.
Yeah.
So there's more context.
So like he denied them. He denied them first and foremost, and he admitted to like saying that he cheated and that he wasn't like a great like boyfriend over the years. But he like says that he like never had relations with a minor. He never like crossed legal boundaries or like criminally harmed anyone or disrespected them. Like that's his response, right? Like he denies emotional and sexual abuse.
Yeah. And then, where are the lyrics?
On Milk, it was like, it's like the four lines of like, the last four bars of his first verse. And there's a couple, quote, and there's a couple women and they know some things about lies that I done told and shit that I done said and ninjas that I robbed, so I'm real paranoid. I have voices in my head, right? And then, on Heat, it was I love to watch him squirm. I love when bitches bleed. If she's sucking in the barrel, you can't hear her scream. So kiss the fucking carpet. This is aggravated Larson. And then I'm out the door. It's monsters in your home. Black gloves, mask on, muzzle plated crumb.
See, that one's the bad one. That one's the one that doesn't help at all. So, I don't really know what to think about this personally, because it's like, I don't know.
It's he said, she said. If he did it, like if he did anything like of what they're alleging, like he obviously needs to face the fucking lights.
Yeah.
it's just like, but right now, like, there's no evidence in either direction that I know of. Maybe by the time this goes up, something new will have come up, or maybe we're missing something, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't look good, and it's like, I wonder how Brockhampton's gonna handle this as a whole.
Yeah, and, like, allegedly, like, according to, like, former Brockhampton members, I'm not exactly sure who, like, I didn't get around to verifying that, but supposedly fucking the members of Brockhampton knew well about it, and they kept it hush-hush, but I don't know how accurate that is, because, again, like, I didn't verify it.
Yeah, I'm just curious how they're gonna respond to it, or, like, at all, because it's, like, they're with the label now, so this
RCA.
Is, yeah, this is definitely not a good look or anything a label would want, especially to people who are, like, newly signed, so it's like...
Yeah, absolutely.
So, they're probably gonna make them do something about it and maybe kick them out, because, like, you can't be having that when you're, like... Like, if they were still independent, they can make decisions, right? But it's like, since they're under somebody else, it's like... You signed a contract to basically give away your soul. That's basically what happened. So...
Yeah, I have no idea, like, what they plan to, like, respond to this with, honestly.
Yeah, the only response I see is kicking him and then just kind of being like, we didn't know, or something like that. If it gets confirmed.
Kicking him or irrefutably, like, proving it wrong, which I don't see how they could do.
I don't see how either side could prove this right or wrong unless there's, like, text or audio or video.
Yeah, one of the people, like, who was making the tweets about it said they had, like the DMs on their old phone, so I don't know if, like, anything's going to come of that.
Their old phone? Like, the text reset when you get a new phone?
I don't know, like, it could have been, like, a different SIM card or some shit, but, like, either way, I'm pretty sure, like, the fucking, network provider could pull them up if they
knew
the numbers.
Yeah, you could go to your carrier and get everything confirmed, because they keep all that.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do keep all your text, so you could go in and be like, I need to see my text from, like,
I can't remember if it was, like, text evidence or if it was picture evidence, which could have been the issue.
Picture evidence? That would look really
bad. Like, pictures
bad.
To prove that, like, she was where that you're, like, where, like, she said she was at, like, certain time day.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't look good either.
Yeah, like, to prove that, like, she knew Amir Van and all that shit. I don't know.
It's gonna be an interesting situation to see unfold, to say the least.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's, like, I've just been, like, listening to Brockhampton in my playlist, though. Whenever it comes up, like, I have to skip it because I can't not think about it. Right?
Yeah. Like, the lyrics really... don't help the case at all. They really don't.
It's like, it's not even like the songs it's on, though. Like, I just see Brockhampton and I start hearing that shit. I'm like, fuck, I love this music, but it's like, I can't enjoy it because, like, this, like, other thing is, like, on my mind. Like, I'm just, like, stuck in that, like, thought cycle.
Yep.
You know, I'm not belittling this. Like, honestly, the ultimate solution is just to remove him from Brockhampton. But, like, we think about, like, him talking about the sexual misconduct in the lyrics of these songs. And that makes me think about other rappers that literally just talk about killing people. And it's very clear that they've killed people. They've gone to jail for killing people. Or, like, they haven't. Like, it's not confirmed. But, you know, you're pretty sure they are. Or they're pretty sure they have killed someone. And, like, lyrics like that are still written. And there are still rappers who talk about stuff like that today. And we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it's, like accepted as, like, hyperbole. Because a lot of people aren't about it. Like, when they rap about it, they don't actually do those things. Some of them do, but
yeah,
those are usually the ones who don't last long.
Yeah, see, it's like when you get into the territory of, like, oh, why are you writing that? And, like, oh, don't write that kind of thing. It's like, that's seen as, like, limiting their art and, like, what they want to convey. So, like, you really can't... Like, if it's obvious they killed someone, yeah, use the lyrics as evidence, but, like... If there's no evidence, it's hyperbole, like quite
yeah,
sad.
Like Kendrick's fucking rapped about, like, killing people, but it's like, or, like, hypothetically killing people, but it's not like, I don't think he's actually killed anybody, but he's, like, brought it up, like, in a question, like, what if I told you I killed someone?
I mean, most rappers have the fuck you money to just make people vanish anyway.
Yeah, I agree. They're just not fighting in the streets anymore. That's pretty much it.
It's a darn shame. All we get is KSI versus Logan Paul boxing matches.
That's the
Back in my day, they just shot each other.
Yeah, that's the best rap beef we're going to get. Logan Paul versus KSI.
Oh, God.
Okay, speaking of Logan Paul and KSI, let's talk about irrational fears and phobias.
I have a rational fear of Logan Paul. That's not
Same.
True. I don't care.
Same. So, quite. What did you even want to dive into this with? Just
talking
about them.
Just a general conversation about like irrational fears, like and shit. Like, I've always like been curious. Like, where the fuck do they come from? Right? Because they're like irrational.
Yeah.
Like, do they come from like past trauma, like an association with an event? Do they come from like just a fucking like reaction that you have built into you? I don't know.
Past trauma, for sure, depending on the person. And then stuff built in to your brain, for sure. You guys know the hole phobia, where it's like, let me find it.
Trypophobia, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, like, that's like, you shouldn't be scared of that, because it's like, it's just a bunch of holes, but it's like, it's unsettling to look at, you know? And like, some
you
people
know
have
it
that.
Could be?
What?
It could be like a genetic leftover from like fucking fire ant hills or some shit.
Could it? I mean, I don't know. I just know that people don't like it. Like, I okay, personally, right? I don't mind the ones that is like metal or something, but the ones that are like a bunch of holes on hands, like,
oh,
that,
God,
that stuff pisses me off.
It's not
like people make the argument like, oh, so you have a phobia of small holes or a bunch of small holes. It's like, no, I have a phobia of a bunch of small holes on my fucking hand. You know, like not just holes, just on my hand.
That's not an
like,
irrational
like,
fear.
The fucking like the holes in the like the fucking dots in the shower head don't bother me, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, but like the holes in an anthill, like I hate that shit. Cause like, but I think it's like a big part of that is like why we're like still so fucking terrified of bugs. Like gnats can't do shit to you, right? But like you fucking hate them. Like you want them dead.
I just don't like bugs because they look weird.
Like, exactly. But why do you think they look weird?
Because they look weird.
Yeah, you don't have a reason for it.
They just look
like,
weird.
That's irrational.
Like, it's like, fucking, I think a lot of it's like fucking genetic leftovers.
Like spiders don't spiders have like eight legs?
The fucking, like, listen, like, the ancestors of ours who survived were the ones who had like this fucking, like, built-in instinct to stay away from these bugs that could kill them so much more easily back in the day. So, like, all the humans, like, that are left are just, like, have that as a standard thing.
Yeah, then bugs are just, like, nasty, you know? It's like, God, I hate bugs.
I don't know. Bugs. A lot of, I've
See,
read d- up d- on like
Brandon, this is exactly what I mean.
I just
I've
bugs.
Read up on the trypophobia thing where people have like the fears of like groupings of small holes and stuff like that. And usually it's like a lot of it has to do with the unknown because you don't know what's like inside them. Like you're not afraid of the grouping, you're afraid of what's in there. So it is kind of like a genetic leftover from what like I've read. However, a lot of people also say that that's not a real phobia. And I mean, I've seen like when conversations like this come up on like other podcasts or other videos, there's like tons of people in the comments who are like, yeah, I have that phobia. Like I have that. Like, so is it real or is it like something else that we're just not associating with correctly?
Let me ask this. Is there a phobia for stuff being in your toilet that's not shit or piss?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like
Briggs,
you,
what the fuck?
Like,
what are you
like,
talking about?
No, like, is it, like, is there, like, a legitimate phobia for, like, a snake being in your toilet or something?
I think there is, actually.
And you're, like, taking
shit. Yeah, it's called,
shit.
There's a fucking snake in my toilet.
Yeah, but, like,
it's called,
but
there's
like,
a fucking
okay.
snake in
okay.
my toilet. How did it
so,
get there? Holy
okay.
shit, what the hell?
When I'm on, like, Reddit or something, I'll sometimes see a post of someone posting a picture or, like, a video of them pulling a fucking snake out of their toilet, and it's, like, you look at that, and, like, every time you go to, like, use the bathroom for a set amount of time, it's just like, is there a fucking snake in here? Or is there, like, is it something in here that's gonna bite my ass, literally?
So, maybe not, like, exactly for a snake being in your toilet, but, like, it's, like, the irrational fear of, like, snake or fucking, like, or snakes in general is, like, ophidiophobia, and, like, I guess that's, like, expecting it in just, like, really weird spots, like, your toilet, for instance.
See, the toilet's not that weird because there's water in it, and it's like they could come through, but it's unlikely.
But there's a snake in there. I can't go in.
I can't put on my shoes.
No.
There's a snake
Brandon,
in
how
my
likely
boot.
Is it? Though?
I still,
how likely is it though?
How likely? It's super unlikely. But you're like
maybe in Australia.
Exactly. It's irrational.
But you're just like. But what if there is? And this one time you don't check.
Exactly. It's
you're
irrational.
Gonna get your ass
I mean,
bit.
I don't sit down to take a shit and think about the alligators that are going to come up and bite
No,
my
I usually don't either, right? But it's
Brandon,
only
I wasn't before, but I am now. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. It's only after being reminded that that kind of stuff happens. So like if you see like a Reddit post or something about it, you're just like, "Oh fuck, I don't want something to come up and bite my ass." Like
I got there, we okay, you know what we need like we need to invent to like make millions. I'll tell you after the podcast.
It's gonna be like, we're gonna put saran wrap around everything but your butthole. And
snake repellent for your toilet! Never have a snake bite your ass!
You know how you put in those, like, things that make your toilet smell better? It's gonna be like poopery, but to keep snakes from coming up your toilet.
Poopery or potpourri?
It's called poopery.
It's called poopery? Why is it? God, no.
Because it makes your poop not smell like
it's
poop.
It's potpourri.
Why don't you look up a list of irrational fears?
I don't want to look up irrational phobias. What if I'm afraid?
List of irrational.
You'll figure out you're afraid. You'll know it's irrational.
Okay, phobia list. The ultimate list of phobias and fears. All right.
The pop-up book of phobias.
All right. I'm going to skip the first two because who cares? It's arachnophobia and ophidiophobia. We already covered those. Acrophobia is the fear of heights. Agoraphobia is the fear of open or crowded spaces. Cynophobia is the fear
really
of dogs.
Weird.
God, that's cynophobia is a fucking miserable existence, it sounds like.
Fear of dogs. I know a couple of people who are scared of dogs.
That's I feel bad.
It's mostly for
astrophobia.
Past trauma.
Astrophobia, the fear of thunder/lightning. That one makes sense. Claustrophobia, the fear of small spaces.
That one also makes sense.
Does that mean you're afraid of Santa Claus? Ho, ho, ho. Stop it, Patrick. You're scaring him.
I'm afraid of getting lost inside this hoodie and never getting it out. Never getting out. Every single light of day. Misophobia is the fear of germs. Aerophobia is the fear of flying. Trypophobia is the fear of holes. Carcinophobia is the fear of cancer. Nice.
That's a pretty reasonable fear.
But people with this develop extreme diets. So, I mean, like, maybe they, like, overplan for it.
Oh.
Thanatophobia is the fear of death. Even talking about death
Thanosphobia,
hard, like the fucking, but like just like the fucking concept, I guess, like just fucks them up. Glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. Monophobia, the fear of being alone. It is okay. There's like 100 of these. I'm not gonna keep going.
I wanna hear the really irrational ones, like the irrational fear and phobia of Bigfoot. I want to hear that kind of shit.
Tachomorphobia, the fear of fat people.
That's a pretty irrational
one. I'm sorry, Brandon.
There's people in this world who are scared of me just because I'm big.
Kinemortophobia, the fear of zombies.
Ah, yes.
That
the
one's
the zombie
really fucking
crisis.
Irrational. I wake up and I just think, damn, really don't want some zombies killing me today.
I feel like that's fair, though. Like, I wouldn't want them to kill me either. I feel like most of these are fair if you put them in perspective.
I mean, it makes sense, but
the fear
zombies,
of something that
like,
literally can
exist.
Never happen.
But it's like people can't fucking control it. Like, if it's not like that, they're like know it's gonna happen, and like they're just stressing over when it does. It's like they're afraid of the concept, I guess, for a lot of these.
Hear about zombies as a children, or as a child. Oh man, I don't want zombies.
But like, fuck. Well, if you're talking, if you like think about like Last of Us zombies, like that shit's fucking terrifying. Because like,
well, the Last
it
of Us zombies are like. Not even really zombies. It's like that's something that could happen because it's like a fungal infection.
But like
or something.
That's more of what I think of when I think of zombies. Like, and that's like
nah. When I think of zombies, I think of like cartoon dead people.
When I think of zombies, I think of like viral infections and like that are like driven by parasites. That's what I've thought like for a long ass time.
Nah, not personally. So that's a pretty irrational one. What else? Is there the fear of Bigfoot? I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a phobia for Bigfoot.
Fear of Bigfoot.
I'm looking up the phobia of Bigfoot.
Why are you so obsessed with Bigfoot?
Because I'm sure there's a fucking phobia for it.
Oh, just for the record.
I wonder if there's
it's literally called Bigfoot phobia.
Wow. I wonder if there's a fucking... I wonder if there's like a phobia of Genji mains.
A phobia of Genji mains.
I'm sure there is if you played Overwatch.
Any Bastion main fucking like has it.
Should we teach Brandon about the
art
finer things in life?
And culture?
Art and culture. We'll make Brandon a man of culture yet. So this is the second segment of recommending music to Brandon and also you guys. And so me and Diesel each have three more songs to recommend him. Diesel, you go first.
Okay, so my three songs are Mexico by Ale Storm, Moby Dick by Jakey, and... Zook Mick Find Meech by Oomph.
That one's weird.
The names of the music you pick like are just getting progressively and progressively weirder.
It's good stuff.
Okay, so for my recs, I chose A Little Bit of This by GTA featuring Vince Staples.
Grand Theft Auto?
No, Good Times Ahead.
I prefer Grand Theft Auto.
Well, it's a good song. Pizza Shop Extended by IDK with Young Gleesh, MF Doom, and Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Ooh.
Paper Callin' and Paper Callin' by Cousin Stiz.
Links to all of those will be in the description. Diesel will do it.
I will. Jesus, I will put those there, yes. For the next episode of Loud Mouse. Let's wrap up, cuties.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Loud Mouse. We are available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube as always. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at loudmouse_. Be sure to subscribe and follow to our individual accounts. Link to those somewhere.
Description.
Yeah. New episodes every Tuesday and Saturday. Yeah. We'll see you guys next time.